Good morning. Welcome to Christ for Us. This is Pastor Rolf Preuss. That portion of the Word of God that we shall read and consider this morning, the Holy Spirit has caused to be recorded in St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 13, where we read as follows, in the name of our Lord Jesus. But deliver us from evil, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. In the Catechism, the Lord's Prayer, the final petition of the Lord's Prayer, but deliver us from evil, is explained this way. What does this mean? We pray in this petition, in summary, that our Father in heaven would rescue us from every evil of body and soul, possessions and reputation, and finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. What does this mean? This means that I should be certain that these petitions are pleasing to our Father in heaven and are heard by him. For he himself has commanded us to pray in this way and has promised to hear us. Amen, amen means yes, yes, it shall be so. Deliver us from evil. This is the final petition or request our Lord Jesus taught us to pray in the prayer we call the Lord's Prayer. It could be translated, deliver us from the evil one. It really makes no difference. If our Father in heaven delivers us from evil, he will surely deliver us from the devil. And if he delivers us from the devil, he will certainly deliver us from every other kind of evil that assaults our body and soul, possessions and reputation, and most importantly, the evil that assaults Christians at death. The word evil covers just about every bad thing that we experience in this life. All evil comes from the evil one. All evil affecting us sinners in this sinful world comes from within our sinful hearts. We Christians have already been delivered from evil by our Lord Jesus Christ. He faced the temptations of the devil and withstood them. He bore in his body the sin of the whole world and blotted out by his blood all of the evil deeds of all evildoers. Deliverance from evil is history. It has happened. The devil's head has been crushed under Christ's heel. But as long as we are living in this world, we are in between. We are living between the victory at Calvary and the open tomb, and the victory that will be revealed to all creation when Jesus returns to judge the world. When we pray, deliver us from evil, we are praying in faith. We believe that Jesus has already triumphed over all evil. The resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead is proof that good triumphed over evil, life triumphed over death, and God triumphed over the devil. When we pray, deliver us from evil, we are praying that our Father in heaven would bring into our lives the victory Christ has already won. We pray that our Father in heaven will deliver us from all evil of body and soul, protect us, guide us, defend us from the assaults of the devil. You have redeemed us. You have sacrificed your dear Son, whom you have loved from eternity, for us. You lifted him up on the cross to face and destroy all evil powers. Deliver us from the evil your Son, our Lord, defeated on Calvary. This is not a cry into the dark. This is not a leap of faith. This is not a wish without foundation. This is the confident prayer of the Christian who knows that our Father in heaven is willing and able to deliver us from all harm. Is your faith struggling with doubt? Is your body racked with pain? Is your mind losing its edge? Are your property and income threatened? Do you have enemies who wish you harm? Are you afraid to die? Are you struggling with a certain besetting sin that claims you after you have vowed never to give in to that temptation again? We live in a world surrounded by evil. We live in bodies infected with evil. Even when everything appears to be going our way and our lives are secure, the words of the hymn remain true. I walk in danger all the way. The thought shall never leave me. That Satan, who has marked his prey, is plotting to deceive me. This foe with hidden snares may seize me unawares. If e'er I fail to watch and pray, I walk in danger all the way. If evil is defined out of existence, we are rendered powerless to deal with it. Our generation doesn't know what to do about evil. A vicious killer buys a few guns and shoots up a school, a stadium, a park, or a shopping mall, and all of the experts somberly lecture us on what kinds of laws will prevent this sort of thing from happening in the future. When a marriage is on the rocks, with the love of husband and wife turning cold and bitterness replacing the love that is lost, suffering people cannot understand how things got so bad. The child dies. The savings are lost. The good name you had in the community is threatened by lies and judgments that you are powerless to prevent. What can we do about evil? Well, you can deny that it exists. If you do, you won't know how to deal with it. It is a great evil when evil as a category has been defined away and replaced by a therapeutic model. Evil is now dysfunction. It is treated by therapy. Whatever ails us can be solved by the right application of the right principles. Surely, if there is a problem, there must be a solution. Of course there's a solution, dear Christian, but we are not the solution to our problems. This is why we pray, deliver us from evil. Whatever ails us, we cannot fix it. Our troubles are not mere dysfunctions that can be resolved by the right therapy. Our troubles all rise out of the evil in the world, which is the same evil that resides in the flesh, yes, in our own sinful flesh. The explanation of deliver us from evil concludes with the words, finally, when our last hour comes, give us a blessed end and graciously take us from this valley of sorrow to himself in heaven. We pray for a blessed end. We pray that we may die in the faith. The life of faith is the life of prayer. The life of prayer is the life of preparation for death. We pray that God will make us always ready to meet him. Martin Luther's hymn, In the Midst of Earthly Life, concludes with this stanza. In the midst of utter woe, all our sins oppress us. Where shall we for refuge go? Where for grace to bless us? To thee, Lord Jesus, only. Thy precious blood was shed to win full atonement for our sin. holy and righteous God, holy and mighty God, holy and all-merciful Savior, eternal Lord God, save us lest we perish in the bitter pangs of death. Have mercy, O Lord. We pray, deliver us from evil, because only God can prepare us to die in peace. When facing death, which is the wages of sin, the evil one is there to accuse. He is there to attack. The seventh petition of the Lord's Prayer drives him away from us. To pray, deliver us from evil, is to pray every petition we have already prayed, and to do so with confidence. How does God deliver us from evil? By hallowing his name, bringing us into his kingdom, doing his good and gracious will for us, giving us our daily bread, forgiving us all our sins, and leading us so that temptation may not overcome us. The last petition sums up the previous petitions. Since Jesus taught us to pray this prayer, we know that our Father in heaven will answer it. That's why Jesus teaches us to say Amen at the end of this prayer. To say Amen is to agree. The word means true or faithful. Jesus often says in the Gospels, Amen, Amen, I say to you. He is saying that he speaks the truth. Amen is the response of faith to what God says. When we say Amen at the end of a prayer, we are confessing our faith that God has heard us and will answer us. When the pastor prays a prayer and you say Amen at the end of it, you have prayed the prayer with him. Amen is the voice of confidence that for Jesus' sake, our Father in heaven hears our prayers and is willing and able to answer us. So we pray with confidence as dear children asking their dear Father. Our Father in heaven graciously gives us more than we could ever desire or ask. At the end, he delivers us from this valley of sorrow and takes us to himself in heaven. Amen. It is our great privilege to bring to you every week these sermons on Christ for us. We have just finished a series of 8 sermons on the Lord's Prayer, and beginning next week, we will return to the sermons on the historic lectionary of the church. The sermons that air on the radio air a week after those sermons are preached from the pulpit. So you will be back on to the church here in listening to Christ for Us. Christ for Us is sponsored by members of St. John Lutheran Church in Fairview and Trinity Lutheran Church in Sydney. We have divine service at St. John in Fairview every Sunday morning at 8 o'clock, and we have divine service Sunday morning at Trinity at 10 o'clock. We'd love to have you come and visit us at either St. John in Fairview or at Trinity in Sydney. And please tune in next week for the next broadcast of Christ for Us.